Nolte, Dead Caught Voting in Democrat-Run New York City. By John Nolte on November 3, 2020. Ballots have been mailed into the New York City Board of Elections in the name of dead voters, reports the New York Post. Francis Reckow, who was born in 1915, would be 105 today, and died in 2012, requested a mail-in ballot, filled it out, and returned it. Gertrude Nizier, who was born in 1919, would be 101 today, and died in 2016, requested an absentee ballot, filled it out, and returned it. These are just the ones that have been found. What's so troubling about this is that there is no way this is an oopsie, no way it happened by accident. You don't accidentally request a mail-in ballot that belongs to a dead person, fill it out, and return it. This feels like an organized effort on behalf of some person or organization that is going to a lot of trouble to find out who's dead but still on the voter rolls, and vote on their behalf. And you can bet this isn't a Republican effort. If it were, it would be the biggest story in the world right now. But because it is almost only Democrats who cheat, we're gaslighted with the media lies about how voter fraud isn't a real problem. This, despite the fact, Jack Kennedy almost certainly beat Richard Nixon in 1960 thanks to all those dead voters in Chicago. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.